So Shlishi of Miketz is sort of the recreation of Yosef in Tetzafnas Paneach, and it's really the Ramban touched on in the previous Aliyah when the Ramban said that even Paro, who again is not a constitutional monarch, and this is not a parliamentary democracy where he has to fundamentally consult with anybody, but Hanimsach Hazayish Asheruach Elokimbo, that this is the indispensable man, right, contra the Sar HaMashkim, who thought he could get all the credit, right, but actually only Yosef has the Chachma and the Tzvuna that's necessary for the hour, which is a desperate hour, right, they're dire straits, he therefore has to say, Hanimsach Hazayish Asheruach Elokimbo. But, you know, for purposes of public consumption, right, there's a great need, clearly, to present Yosef in a very different way than in our Ivri Eved, right? This becomes a kind of a state secret. So he's not Yosef, he's Tzafnas Paneach. They already changed his clothes once, Vayirtzu min habor, Vayigalach v'yichalef sim losav, but now, obviously, you know, Yosef becomes, you know, bedecked in royal garb, but not just the Chosam HaMelech, which the Ramban says is the ultimate, you know, symbol of authority, and in a practical sense too, the ultimate instrument of authority. But the Ravid HaZahav, and the Ravid HaZahav, so they change his name and they change his clothes. There's a whole discussion in the Ramban, you know, between the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, Tzafnas Paneach, is that Egyptian? Is that, Belashon Kenan? But it's a very different name than Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. Right, it's a name that the, you know, Egyptians will, you know, refer to him as Tzafnas Paneach, Megala Tzfunos, he's married off to an Egyptian, Meiten Lois Osnas, from the Kohen class. We know that the Kohanim were a very special class in Egypt, Rakad Masa Kohanim Lokana, a kind of, theocracy that existed there. The independence of the, clerical realm is a very fascinating aspect of Egyptian culture. So this is the recreation of Yosef, Aikru Lefanav Avreich, whatever one thinks that means exactly, and Rach Beshanim and Av Bechachma, or is it Lashon, Berech, that, people literally, bowed in front of him, but whatever it is, it's obviously a reflection of his status, of his, Malo Begavra. So, Chazal have these beautiful midrashim, there's many different versions, but, about what Klal Yisrael's Zechus was to get taken out of Egypt. Obviously on the fundamental level, you don't have to look at a medrash, the Korban Pasach is the idea, b'damayi chayi, b'shnei dam makasav medaber, dam pesach, dam mila, but the midrashim are very beautiful, right? Lo shinu es l'shonam, v'es malbusham, v'es shemam, es shemosam, shemosehem, right? There's some versions that didn't speak Lashon Hara, and other versions where they didn't, commit acts of arayos, right? That's what made, the Mekalo sort of unique, that this was the only one. As Chazal say, that what you think they were, Sholtim Begufam, they weren't Sholet B'Nishehon, and the answer is, yeah, just this one case, Shalom is Pastivri, the Machanadan, but basically the Jews really, maintained their integrity in this respect, very powerful idea. So if you think about that, what Chazal appear to be, demonstrating in their own extremely incisive way, right, is all the things that the Egyptians imposed on Yosef. He was obviously still able to maintain his, his character. He's Yosef HaTzadik. All of the things that were imposed on Yosef is exactly what Klal Yisrael understood that they couldn't change, right? Yosef's name is changed. Yosef's clothing is changed. Yosef is married off, to an Egyptian. Again, Chazal say that it's Bastina, but, basically, Osnas Bas Potifera Kohenon. So you have the Lashon, you have the Malbush, you have the Shame, you have, the intermarriage. So what Chazal understand is that, if you want to know what the quintessential transformation of a person is, this is it, right? What Yosef had to undergo. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael held on to, that even if they were, Goy Mikar of Goy, as noted by the Chizkuni, Afheim Hayu Shtufin Be'avodah Zara Kemosem, that they were as ensconced and immersed, unfortunately, in Avodah Zarah, as the Egyptians were, right, they held on to certain ideas and certain ideals, Shmam and Mabusham and Lashonam and Arayos, that, Yosef, in his own way, was coerced to transgress. But even so, right, Yosef maintained his own, personal identity. The Ramban, in his famous essays throughout Sefer Bereishis about, what mitzvos are only noheg in Eretz Yisrael, and, before Matan Torah, He says, you know, Yosef kept Shabbos because to raise children, you know, in Chutzlaretz without Shabbos, to give them a sense of, you know, what Yadus is all about. Shabbos is Shkula, Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shabbat Torah. Yosef was remarkably able to preserve his integrity. Ani Yosef, he says, right? He still holds on to that identity. Even though, of course, you know, there's a lot that's being foisted upon him. So, you know, we shouldn't imagine to ourselves for a second that Yosef's ascent to power was only about privileges and perks and didn't come with, you know, enormous sacrifices. Yosef had to, you know, be radically transformed, bal karcho, for purposes of Egyptian consumption. There was no way the Egyptians would accept, you know, an ivory, as their ruler. This is something that would have been, it's a to'eva hila Mitzrayim. And so he's not Yosef, he's Safnas Paneach, he's married off to the clerical class, right? And he's going to be Yotze al Eretz Mitzrayim, you know, in the garb of a royal Egyptian. The brothers, there's very good reason, Vehemlo Hikiruhu, because, you know, the Egyptians apparently were very thorough in their transformation. So Yosef has to undergo this, Klal Yisrael, these are all the areas that we hold on to as a people, but ultimately Yosef, despite, you know, all of these, you know, highly intrusive and transformative elements, Yosef is still really able in a very profound way to hold on to his core identity, which of course becomes the basis for his reunification with his family and the ultimate salvation of that family. So again, if we spoke, you know, yesterday and the day before, you know, about who Yosef is and the Biladai, Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro, the intensive, you know, sense of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, you know, we get even deeper appreciation of that once you appreciate just how much all of the externals have changed and Yosef's core, Kol Atzmo Shel Yosef, you would say, remained completely undiluted and unadulterated.